Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jason interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, this is Jay Stu. I am here with Danielle,
aka Wonder Librarian. What's up?
And Sarah J. Photography.
Hello.
And we're very happy to be here at the Hamilton Film Expo 2, Expo Harder. Awesome title for a show, by the way. And we were lucky enough to be asked back by the man himself, Nathan Fleet. How's it going?
Going great.
I know it's a little bit of a different show this year compared to last year, but awesome anyhow. Like, great stuff going on today.
Last year and this year, we still wanted to stay away from that convention center kind of vibe. So last year we were in that kind of old space, the Spice Factory, and which we did like. And we had some special guests from Black Christmas and that, but it was very expensive to run because we are not a big organization. We're basically just me.
Yeah.
And I kind of try to find ways to put these things on. And then this year when we wanted to introduce a film challenge and we had the opportunity to come here in a film studio, I thought, why don't we combine the film challenge and the expo all into kind of one day?
Yeah.
And that's what happened. So that's why we're doing it here in a film studio.
Fantastic. I have to admit, up until a month ago, I didn't know this place existed. But what a great tour today. It was, like, fantastic seeing everything.
It's amazing. And a lot of these sets will remain, and some of them will disappear. And different film companies have different needs. And Digital Canaries will build whatever it is they need in here within, I don't know, not... Didn't take them all that long to put up an Oval Office for a production
that
came in.
Cool, yeah.
Yeah.
And, there's sets like the jail cell that people want to use all the time. They want to use a police office. They want to use hospitals. And then all the other sets can kind of be rearranged as needed.
Cool.
Can you tell us anything about anything that's been filmed here that you know of? Anything consistently filmed here?
I know that CBC shoots here. There's a lot of TV commercials come in to do spots.
Yeah.
Motives and Murders, I think, might be here. Paranormal Witness, perhaps. Bed of the Dead from Black Pawn Films. They shot at Digital Canaries, not in this building, or maybe in this building. But, a lot of different productions come through here. And
we heard High Opie, which Jim Henson filmed, or show.
Told us about that on the tour.
The puppet one or something. Yeah, right over there.
Yeah.
You even had a hole in the stairs for the puppet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I heard a rumor of Hannibal. I don't know if that's true.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't work here, so.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I only come here when we do film challenges, which was this weekend.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
No, but I come every so often just to kind of visit, and once in a while I'll be involved in a production that is shooting here.
Mm-hmm.
But I've known Simon for a while in the film community.
Okay.
And he wanted to have a bigger presence at our film festival, which begins this coming Monday.
Right.
He wanted a bigger presence overall, just so more people know about this. You saying you've never heard about it.
Yeah.
So he wants more people to know, so we thought it would be a great partnership to, you know, have people come, tour sets, do film challenges.
Mm-hmm.
And then the films that we're doing here today are going to be screened at the film festival a week from tonight.
Nice.
And
they'll
be judged by an Academy Award-winning special effects guy, Colin Silvers, who did the 1978 Superman. That's what he won the Academy Award for. So he's going to be coming in and judging the films as they're screened in the theater. So
fantastic.
Pretty cool.
I know that name because he came to visit our class.
Awesome.
And talk to us for our up close and personal. Martin, our teacher Martin, knew him and everything, and he brought the Oscar in.
Yes.
And
he does bring it. Yeah.
I think he was at Niagara Pond too.
Yeah.
Sure.
He's just such a great individual.
He's awesome.
Really fun to talk to and talk.
He's got all these great stories.
He
he's
really
worked on
did.
A lot of stuff.
Oh yeah, like amazing work. So it was really cool. As soon as you said his name, I was like, I know him.
So we got him to come down and judge the challenge for us.
Awesome.
Wow. So it's kind of cool.
What have your thoughts been so far on the film challenge this year? Have you seen any of the processes being done today?
Or? No. Aside from I know which sets they have, I like the enthusiasm that's coming from these teams right off the bat. They seem excited to be doing this.
Oh, cool.
And I brought a zombie to a set, and I'll be bringing that zombie to another set soon. And so that's all I really know. I try to stay out because if you poke your head in at the wrong time, they could be filming you, or you don't want to make noise because they could be recording.
Yeah.
But you can bet I will see them all Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. is the deadline that they have to have the films. And it's a 72-hour film challenge, so they have 72 hours from 12:30 today until 12:30 on Tuesday when they have to deliver their movies.
Okay.
Wow.
That's pretty awesome.
At a maximum of 7 minutes and 2 seconds. So sticking with the 72 theme. Yeah.
Pretty cool.
So how did you get involved with this whole atmosphere? Like, what is your background?
Filmmaking and music.
Okay.
And then our film festival is 11 years old.
Okay.
This expo is in its second year. And I wanted to do the expo as a fun celebration of film, as opposed to the film festival where people go, they have a drink, they sit and they watch a movie in a dark room for 2 hours, and then they go home. I wanted something where people could walk around and talk. And something. But what my friend told me, he said, if you don't have money, you have to get people to walk away with an experience, and that will add value to them being there. So when people come in here and they just tour film sets, you can't do that anywhere. Like, that just doesn't happen.
Yeah.
So they walk out of here with that experience. It doesn't matter if they didn't meet someone from Black Christmas or from or a pro wrestler or something like that. They just got to see something that they've never seen before in this kind of environment. So that's what I have to do in lieu of spending a lot of money on things, is try to create experiences for people. So that's how I got, that's what the expo portion. And next year, Hamilton Film Expo 3, I have to come up, I have to find a movie that has, what would be a cool trilogy, like Return of the Expo or something, or I have to follow
Star Wars.
I have to follow the theme of other movies. I like Expo harder so much.
Oh, that was so awesome.
It was good. We heard you're a big Star Wars fan. Someone mentioned that. Are you excited about Rogue One? Or?
Yes. Yeah, the trailers look amazing. I think they're going to do a great job. I think they're making that. They're the team of people that grew up loving and watching Star Wars, and those kind of people that would say, oh man, if I only had an hour to do whatever I wanted with those characters. I think that's the kind of movies that we're going to see now with all these spin-offs.
Yeah.
Is, you know, people that grew up with the movies now get to make them, which I think is going to be pretty wild. Although I did love Episode 7. I was all over that.
About that earlier. Well, it's like they kind of stuck with like a bit of the old formula, like filming-wise, and like a simple plot, but I thought that the character development was really well done.
Yeah.
And then it made people fall in love with like a new generation of characters, really, right? So, and I've been agonizing over like who Rey's father is, so I keep asking everyone who they think it is, but do you have a theory on that?
My daughters think that it's Luke's daughter.
Okay.
They think it's Luke's. I think she's a descendant of the Kenobis somehow.
I heard that one too.
And the only thing, you know, British accent somehow carried on through whoever Kenobi was.
The saber, he was in that callback there. Remember when she had that vision?
Lightsaber?
Yes. Yeah,
these are your first steps, right? And so I'm thinking that she's a descendant of the Kenobis somehow.
Okay. Yeah,
who dropped her off in that ship? I don't know.
I think it's the Rogue One is the tie-in. I think that might be Rey's mother's story, but that's just my own thing. I don't know. That's how I thought that they might tie the whole thing. But
interesting. That could work.
Yeah, we'll have to see.
We'll see who's right.
Can't wait. Well, man, we know you're really busy today, so we appreciate the time. We appreciate being asked back, because we had a great time this year and last year as well.
Look at that. 1 minute and 40 seconds, I have to go get a zombie.
Okay,
nice. We timed it well.
Well,
thank you very much, man, and we'll see you again next time.
Absolutely. You'll be back for 3.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.